Part 2, Managing Personal Assistants and Support Workers. A member shared that they managed a team of 9 personal assistants to support their daughter to access a weekly timetable planned around her interests. This has at times been difficult to manage with staff sickness and self-isolating required during the pandemic. They explained that their daughter had previously had an education and healthcare plan, or EHCP, but this had ceased when she left education, resulting in a lot of work and struggle to create a person-centred programme for her. They were not made aware that the EHCP is for young people up to the age of 25. They shared how adult social care were reluctant to fund parts of the programme out of county, despite the lack of local provision. A family member explained that they had recruited her team via word of mouth at clubs, education settings, and Facebook groups. They held on to the details of those they did not interview at the time for the future. They shared that they had been aware of payroll issues when managed by a third party, so decided to manage this also to ensure the team was supported and paid on time. We shared that Independent Lives offers training for personal assistants and support workers.